The new law affects future sulfide copper mines. It would require a mining company to prove that a similar mine has operated somewhere in North America for 10 years without causing pollution. Environmental groups hope the new law will prevent or at least delay plans by the Nicolet Minerals Company to extract 55 million tons of copper and zinc from a site near the source of the pristine Wolf River. And they are mounting a public pressure campaign to force the governor to act soon. Environmental activist Jim Wise says the law should protect the river from toxins leaking from a mine tailings dump.
If a tailings area has to last 100 or 200 or 300 years, a 10-year trial is a minimal compromise.
Governor Thompson could wait as long as 3 months before signing or vetoing the bill. But the governor and the mining company face other pressure on the proposed mine. Last week, governors of the six Great Lakes states wrote Thompson a letter warning him they will oppose the company's plan to pump millions of gallons of mine wastewater out of the Great Lakes watershed through a 38-mile-long pipeline into the Wisconsin River. The plan is a key component of the mine permit application. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Gil Halstead in Wausau, Wisconsin.